Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mga negosyante at may-ari ng Panieros Van Rental na mula sa Melbourne. Kilalanin natin sina Jason Augusto, June Briones, and Andy Jacoba. Hello! Kamusta kayo?
Ayos naman po.
Kailan nagsimula ang Panieros Van Rentals? Si June muna.
So actually, started September 2022, full-on business. And this business, actually, one of Panero boys pitched the idea. With luck, the idea created some sort of business model out of it. And then to justify all these foreseen issues or problems that may come, that was it.
Bakit nyo naisip na gawing kaagad full-on business? Sige, Andy.
Bakit full-on business? Kasi pagka may naisip ka na isang idea, lalo sa business, and then na-justify mo naman na sa tingin mo is kikita siya, talagang kailangan mo siyang i-pull out as early as possible. Personally, meron din kaming kanya-kanyang business before. So, by experience, if you have an idea, just pull it out and then just worry about it later.
Ano-ano yung mga businesses nyo before? Jason muna.
Meron po akong buy and sell po.
Si Jason may buy and sell. Si June, ano ang business mo dati?
Ano po ako, IT contractor po.
And si Andy?
Meron po akong mechanic shop po.
Paano nyo natagpuan ang isa't isa?
Sa inuman. Yun.
Bihira po umaten sa mga gantong party, and then we mixed up together and we kind of like each other and we become friends. Created the group. We call it...
So nung sinabi nyo nang okay, gagawin na natin tong business ha? Sinong gumawa ng business plan?
Good question po. Kasi meron kami kanya-kanyang skills sa profession namin. Like ako, I'm a mechanic. So dahil van rental siya, so eventually need yun ng maintenance. And then nag-specialize din po ako ng mga insurance claim. So pag may problema po sa insurance, ako na rin po yun nag-aayos nun. Tapos si June is IT. Pagdating sa mga advertisement, video editing, commercial sa Facebook, rin po yung gumagawa.
Administration,
yes. Oh.
So basically, once the business has been pitched by one of the group member, we constructed some sort of business idea out of it. We meet at one point and then we created a PowerPoint, and then inside that PowerPoint, objectives, created some business requirement, justification, and how can we make a final decision out of it.
Okay, and then si Jason naman.
Siya yung main person namin when it comes sa page po namin. Siya po yung nagtutulak sa aming pataas when it comes sa marketing.
May mga funny videos po kami sa page namin, so which is kami rin yung uma-acting. Siyempre, social media era na to eh. Uma-acting-acting kami ng mga nakakatuwa, and siyempre, kinaagat naman ng mga kababayan natin.
Mga magkano ang capital and setting it up? Yeah, Jason.
We just started with $30,000 budget, and which was actually divided all. So somewhat like tatlo kami. So yung 30K, yun po yung namin, binuo po namin to start this business.
So dun sa 30K, saan napunta ang mga funds na yon?
Actually po, dumiretso kami agad sa bangko. And then sa Toyota, naghanap kami ng van, like 12-seater van. Kasi yung gagamitin natin para sa business. And then na-approve naman po kami. And then after 2 weeks yata, kumuha ulit kami ng isa pang van. Then na-approve ulit. And then after that, kumuha ulit kami after 2 weeks. Na-approve.
So meron pong reasoning behind that. Kasi ano po yan, it's calculated risk. We kind of created some sort of formula po para ma-compute yung projected income and then projected expenses of how much it would cost. And then, you know po, dun kami nag-decide na I think we can do this. We can get one and then another one, and then let's settle for it.
How has business been since September 22?
Roller coaster, up and down. Up and down, which is expected na naman naming lahat. Magkakaroon ng pressure, kaya nga sabi namin sa isa't isa, dapat bawal ang pusong mamon. Kasi otherwise, talagang magkikwit ka, kasi business to eh. And then, yung pera namin is nilagay namin doon. Just hoping na it will survive. But so far, magto 2 years na kami, we're surviving and getting stronger.
On top of that, wala po kami talaga memorandum of agreement o memorandum of understanding when it comes to business. Nagkaroon lang po kami ng gentleman's agreement. Gentleman's agreement cannot be broken if you guys are tied up friendship. But somehow, things change. Merong mga nabago. Merong mga nabago. Pero still, the three of us still intact together.
Okay, man.
Ano ang risks when you went into this business?
Yeah, in business naman po, may mga risks naman talaga po, which is you cannot avoid it. So what we do is just to fight that those risks para ma-survive namin itong business. Which is na, yun nga, for 2 years, may mga nadaanan kaming mga risks which is really like, we feel like we wanna end up this business, but we still fight for it. To fight for that risk, we called for a meeting, and then we talk about that one, and then we look for solution.
Big risk naman talaga when it comes to van rental is yung magkaroon ng aksidente and ma-damage yung van. And Andy will, have some idea on how we can rest assured that the van's still gonna run and will run safe, and then it will be fixed in due time.
Actually po, based sa experience ko as a mechanic shop owner, doon ko po nakuha yung experience ko ng pag-aasikaso ng insurance. So normal na sa amin yung kumakausap ng abogado kasi minsan yung binanggang van tatakbuhan ng mga nakabangga. So yun po. So yung napakalaking risk is kung mabangga ka tapos takbuhan ka, dapat alam mo yung gagawin mo, kung sino yung tatawagan mong lawyer, kung sino yung tatawagan mong legalities, everything, pati insurance. A month ago, nabangga po yung isa naming van ng truck. But the damage is just very minimal, pero malaki pa rin kasi truck nga versus nga naman sa Toyota Hiace. And then, yun nga, so yung driver is kinontak na ng lawyer namin, hindi rin tumatawag. Kasi hindi siya nagre-response. Pero dahil nga well-experienced naman tayo sa ganyan, kasi mayroon naman tayo ding mechanic shop, kaya namin siyang repairin kahit walang insurance involved. Yung risk talaga, napakalaking risk pagdating sa business na to. Pero so far, we're doing great.
Pero when it comes dun sa mga payad or yung mga finances na kailangan, of course, insurance pa rin yung habol dun sa
yung nakabangga.
Nakadamage.
So, yes.
Kami is more on lang maintenance ng sasakyan.
What is it about the business that drives you? Parang bakit ito talaga ang pinasok ninyo? Jason, sige.
Kami po lahat is we like to travel. We discovered na yung mga travelers, especially sa mga families, like big families, wala silang malalaking sasakyan. They have only like 4-seaters, 7-seaters, which is not enough, especially kung meron silang mga families from overseas to come here. So we look for a solution for that. Which is na, yun nga, the solution is to get a bigger vehicle, which is a 12-seater van, for those people, especially sa mga Pinoy, na, of course, meron din silang mga family and friends na would like to come here for a holiday. Na gusto nilang pumunta doon sa may famous landmarks, especially sa Great Ocean, Phillip Island, and Mount Buller po. Yun po, na solution na namin. Which is na, we are still also in the process of learning po na to get this one to the best po.
And then at the same time, we also wanted to represent Filipino as a van rental dito sa Australia kasi we are the first Filipino na lumabas as a real business van rental. Kasi sa totoo lang po, marami pong kolor pasahero or may mga customer na nagtitake ng risk minsan dun sa may kolor room. And then yung mga kolor room na yun, pagkadating sa mga aksidente or something, times tinitake advantage yung mga customer na ignorant. So we wanna, we wanna represent Filipino as a good business, as mapagkakatiwalaan.
How do you deal with competition?
Niya po, we don't deal with competition po. We let them deal with us.
Yun.
Niya po, kasi yung sa amin po, matira matibay. So there's ano naman po yung mga sakit sa ulo na yan eh. So yun nga, pinofocus lang namin yung rule namin, which is na to run this business successfully.
Another sakit ng ulo kumbaga, kaya we might as well focus on our own run instead na makipag-deal ka dun sa mga competition.
Saka yung sa competition, hindi namin masyadong iniisip kasi masaya kami sa ginagawa namin eh. Kasi can you imagine that last winter season, within 3 months, nakapaghatid kami ng around 2,500 passenger sa snow. Tapos, magtatanong-tanong ako sa mga client namin, yung family nila galing pang Dubai, galing ng Saudi Arabia,
Singapore,
Qatar, Singapore, Malaysia, UK. Nag-meet up sila dito sa Melbourne para lang makita yung snow. Tip mo sila dun sa snow. Talagang nakakataba ng puso yung ano, support na ano, binibigay sa amin ng ano, Filipino community dito.
Let's try to inspire the audience. Kanya-kanya kayong bigay ha ng final message sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start their own business. Maybe we can start with Jason.
Business is not easy. It's not easy if you are alone. So you need to find someone to create with. And then also, it's not about finding someone. You need also to find the right person or people to do the business. Kasi masira yung pagkakaibigan po, which is na very common eye from other people.
Thank you. June?
Sa akin lang, tama yung sabi ni Jason na you need to find people na sumusuporta dun sa idea mo. Kasi like your group of friends, meron kang good idea. Kapag hindi ka sinuport, hindi mo siya mai-unleash sa tao. And then at the same time, I think be willing to take risk and let down your ego. And then accept that there's more sacrifices when it comes to business. You need to take big sacrifices in order to achieve success.
Andy?
The business is not overnight successful. So some people na anticipate na iniisip agad nila na pag nag-business ako, 1, 2, 3, 4 months, mayaman na ako. No, it's not. It's not. It's like 3 to 5 years. It's a process. 3 to 5 years is just a baby. Baby pa lang yun. Baby step pa lang yun. So, pag nag-survive ka ng 5 years, then it will grow. Sabi ko sa mga financial gurus na mga sinusundan namin, sundan nyo din ang mga view. Talagang ang business is pang matagalan. Hindi yan overnight success. Everybody knows that.
Kayo naman, anong message nyo sa isa't isa? Siyempre, kayo ang magkakaibigan na pumasok sa negosyo. Ano ang masasabi nyo sa isa't isa?
Brotherhood till the end.
Mga tol, patagan nyo pa. Tibayan nyo pa. Habaan nyo pa yung PC nyo.
Siyempre ako naman, kung may problema, pag-usapan, lahat nadadaan sa mabuting usapan. Siyempre, sa maboteng usapan.
Yeah.
Maboteng usapan. Again, maraming salamat kina Andy Jacoba, Jason Augusto, and Loreto or June Briones. Maraming salamat. At tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.